Well, this film is a big enough juggernaut that it needs more reviews like the Death Star needs a decorative fountain. But because it is his job to review movies, Bob Mondello has this for us, spoiler-free, we promise.
All you really want to know is whether it's good, right? Well, it is. Better than it had to be, in fact. That fanfare starts, and we're all kids again anyway. 38 years and sticking it out through three lackluster prequels hasn't dimmed the force of memory. I still believed, I'm guessing we all believed, that the magic could come back, and now director J.J. Abrams has proved it. He not only got the old gang back together, Han and Leia and Luke, but starting with an opening battle on a desert planet, he introduces a brace of new and young and happily diverse characters. Resistance pilot Poe and his spherical droid BB-8, sort of R2-D2 mated with a volleyball. New villain Kylo Ren, who looks and sounds a lot like an old villain.
I'll show them the dark side.
Scrappy female scavenger Rey, who's also a pilot.
I don't know your name.
And a stormtrooper gone AWOL.
Finn, what's yours?
Who decides Rey needs protecting whether she wants it or not. I shouldn't and won't talk about what any of them do for the film's 135 minutes. Let me just say that they do it really well. Daisy Ridley's Rey is feisty enough to banish thoughts of Katniss Everdeen from the most devoted Hunger Games enthusiast. John Boyega's Finn is the sort of impetuous can-do hero who will inspire a new generation of star warriors. And when the old warriors arrive on the scene, a little grayer and gravelier of voice.
Chewie. We're home.
Well, just try not to tear up. It is possible to have questions. Why does Adam Driver's villain wear a mask and a cloak? A goth thing left over from intergalactic high school, maybe? And the nostalgia gets thick enough that the film turns into an echo chamber at times, with family themes reverberating from that original trilogy. So it's a good thing that the script by Lawrence Kasdan, who wrote much of the original trilogy, is so light on its feet and funny. Harrison Ford can still land a punchline, and a punch, in battles that Abrams keeps as rip-roaring as you were hoping. As for themes, well, family and friendship and resisting authoritarianism, I guess. I was seeing red state, blue state resonance in the colors of the lightsabers for a second, then realized that that was just because someone had sent me a Trump Vader video last week. What's most fun about what Abrams does here isn't the big stuff, though that's pretty glorious, but that amid all the grandeur, the spaceships crashed and Death Stars looming, he kind of lives for the intimate details that make this story feel so real and relatable. Like letting you see in the background of a shot that's suspenseful for entirely different reasons, how a spherical droid would descend a staircase, like a little kid would, as it happens. And watching it, I felt like a little kid again. Force awakened. I'm Bob Mondello.